Welcome back. In this lesson, we're diving into a proper pirate radio edit ghost formula for old-school rave pressure in Ableton Live 12, but with a modern drum and bass workflow. This is advanced stuff, but I'm going to keep it practical, musical, and very usable in a real arrangement. The big idea here is simple. We're not just making a fill. We're making an implied edit, something that feels like a tape-top pirate radio moment, where the groove gets cut, rewound, ghosted, and slammed back and with attitude. In DNB, that kind of tension is gold, because the best impact moments are often not huge new sections. They're quick interruptions, smart silences, chopped break fragments, a vocal shout, a bass stab, then the drop returns even harder. So think less smooth transition, and more someone just worked the mixer live and the whole tune reacted. We're going to build a 4-bar or 8-bar switch up using resampling, slicing, and a bit of controlled chaos. The final result should work as a pre-drop fake-out, a DJ-friendly intro or outro variation, or a breakdown sting before the second drop. First, set up source material that already has identity. You want a loop that sounds like a real DNB phrase before you start tearing it apart. Ideally, that means a 2-bar drum pattern, a sub or Reese bass line, and one short vocal, rave stab, or FX hit. If the source material is too plain, the ghost edit won't feel believable. If it already has contrast, your edit will sound like a real performance being cut live. In Ableton Live 12, I'd separate the session into three clear groups: drums, bass, and FX or vocal. Keep your project around 174 BPM if you want that classic DNB pressure. Then create a duplicate of the full mix and send it to a new audio track for resampling. That resampled track is going to be your best friend here, because the whole point is to print little imperfections and performance moments into audio. Before you resample, build a tight phrase with tension-ready spacing. You want the arrangement to give you places to cut. So maybe bar 1 is full groove, bar 2 has a small gap before a snare, or a bass rest on beat 3, and a mini fill or vocal stab at the end. The key is not to overfill the bar. Leave room for the edit to breathe. This is also where a few simple Ableton tools help a lot. Utility on the bass bus keeps things centered and controlled. Auto filter on a return or FX bus can give you that pre-drop sweep. Drum bus can add snap to the break if it needs more bite. Use the tools lightly and musically. We're not trying to make the section sound overprocessed. We're trying to make it feel like a DJ moment. Now comes the core move. Create a new audio track set to resampling, arm it, and record 2 or 4 bars of the main phrase. While it's printing, perform a few small moves. Mute the bass for half a beat before a snare. Briefly filter the drums. Throw in a reverse reverb swell. Cut the delay send for one vocal hit. Maybe drop the vocal only on the last quarter bar. These tiny actions matter because they turn a static loop into a performance. That's the thing with pirate radio energy. It's supposed to feel like somebody is doing it live, slightly rough, but in control. The resampled audio captures timing shifts, level changes, and little accidents that MIDI often smooths over. In a fast 174 BPM context, those imperfections read as energy. Once you've printed the pass, slice it into playable fragments. You can right-click and use Slice to new MIDI track if you want immediate trigger control, or load it into simpler in slice mode. If the source is break-heavy, slice by transients. If you want tighter edit control, slice by 16ths. Either way, the goal is to turn the printed performance into ghost hits you can rearrange. Now build the actual ghost pattern. Trigger a snare ghost just before the main backbeat. Add a tiny kick slice under the bass rest. Use a chopped hi-hat or break tail as a pickup into the next bar. Leave at least one gap per bar so the edit still breathes. This is important. If everything is constantly active, the tension disappears. The silence is part of the groove. A strong pirate radio ghost edit often works like call and response. Full drum hit, then a chopped vocal stab, then a half-bar bass answer, then a short break flick, then back into the main groove. That shape feels intentional. It feels like a tape splice with personality. If you're working in simpler, keep the fades short, maybe around 2 to 10 milliseconds, so the chops stay tight. For vocal ghosts, try transposing down a few semitones for darker weight, or up a few semitones for that frantic old-school urgency. You're not trying to make it pretty. You're trying to make it feel like a broadcast fragment from a rave tape. Next, process the ghost audio so it sounds rough, but controlled. A strong stock Ableton chain is EQ8, saturator, redux or drum bus, auto filter, and optionally glue compressor. High-pass the ghost layer so it doesn't fight the real sub. A cutoff somewhere around 80 to 140 Hz is often a good starting point. If there's a vocal or snare biting too hard, notch some harshness around the upper mids. Then add saturator with a bit of drive, maybe 2 to 8 dB. Use soft clip if needed. A touch of redux can rough up the top end, but don't overdo it. You want a hint of damage, not full digital destruction. Drum bus is great if you want crunch on the break layer, and if you want glue. A couple dB of compression can make the ghost layer feel like one broken together event instead of loose fragments. Here's a really effective trick. Automate a band limited filter sweep. Narrow the ghost layer down before the hit, something like a phone or radio range, then open it sharply on the re-entry. That close to open contrast is a huge part of the pirate tape feeling. It makes the audio seem like it's been caught between stations and then suddenly comes back into full focus. Now let's talk bass ghosting. This is where a lot of people go wrong, because they try to duplicate the full bass line. Don't do that. The bass ghost is not a second full bass line. It's a fragmented re-entry signal. It hints at the movement without stealing the sub. Make a duplicate of your bass bus and turn it into a ghost version. Keep it mono or very narrow. High pass it around 80 to 120 Hz so the sub stays out of the way. Then low pass it somewhere around 2 to 6 kHz depending on the tone. Use saturator or overdrive to bring out the harmonic so it still reads on smaller systems. If you want a little movement, auto pan at a very subtle amount can help, but keep it restrained. The reason this works in DNB is that the sub is sacred. If the ghost edit steals too much low end, the drop loses its weight. The listener should feel the absence of bass as tension, then feel the full return as impact. Now add the signature pirate rig language. You need one cue that tells the ear, yes, this is the moment. That could be a rewind noise burst, a vocal shout, a rave stab, a short delay throw, or even a tiny frequency shifted FX hit. Echo, reverb, frequency shifter, and delay are all useful here. Use them lightly and with purpose. For example, a short echo throw at 1/8 dotted or quarter note can give you that dubby movement. A short reverb tail can make the edit feel like it was printed in a room. A tiny bit of frequency shifter can destabilize a vocal or hit and make it sound more broadcast warped. The key is placement. Put the cue before the fake out, during the silence, or exactly on the return bar. That's what makes it feel like a live mixer move. At this point, it's time to arrange the switch up. A strong example at 174 BPM could be two bars of main groove, then a bar of ghost edit, then a bar of re-entry, or stretch that to 8 bars if you want more drama. The important thing is contrast. Don't make the whole section chaotic. Let the edit happen, then restore the groove so the listener feels the reset. For darker drama and bass, a great trick is to place the ghost edit 1 bar earlier than expected. That slight wrong footing can be really powerful. It keeps the listener leaning forward, which is exactly what you want in rollers and neuro-adjacent material. Once the edit is working musically, resample the whole ghost section again. This second print is important because it commits the performance and creates a single audio layer you can quickly place, mute, or mangle later. On that final print, keep the master shaping subtle. Maybe a little glue compressor, maybe a touch of saturator if it feels too polite, but don't chase loudness. We're going for character, not mastering. Then make 2 versions. One cleaner, more DJ-friendly version. One dirtier, more chopped pirate version. That gives you options later in the arrangement and lets you choose the right level of chaos depending on the track. A few things to watch out for. Don't overcrowd the low end. High pass the ghost layers and keep the real sub on a dedicated mono lane. Don't make the edit random. Anchor at least 1 hit per bar to the kick or snare grid so the listener can still hear the tune. Don't process the whole mix into lo-fi just because you want pirate flavor. Degrade the ghost layer, not the whole track. And above all, don't forget space. The ghost formula depends on contrast. If there's no real silence, there's no real impact. A good practice mindset here is, think in edits, not fills. The strongest pirate radio moments feel like a physical cut in the tape. Not a busy dub drum fill, not a generic riser, but a decisive interruption. Also, print movement, then simplify. If the first resampled pass is too busy, do a second pass and strip it back. Often the strongest version is the one with the fewest recognizable gestures. One more tip. Check the edit at low volume. If it still reads quietly, it'll usually smash on a club system. If it only works loud, you're probably relying too much on texture and not enough on rhythm. The rhythm has to sell the idea. For an exercise, spend 15 minutes making 1 4-bar pirate radio ghost edit at 174 BPM. Pick a 2-bar DNB loop with drums, bass, and 1 vocal or stab. Record a resampling pass while muting the bass for 1/2 beat and throwing a short FX tail on bar 2. Slice the recording into simpler and program 6 to 10 ghost hits. Process the ghost track with a Q8, saturator, and auto filter. Make the bass ghost mono and band limited, then arrange it as 2 bars normal, 1 bar ghost edit, 1 bar re-entry. Bounce it and listen on headphones and monitors. Ask yourself, does the sub return hit harder? Is the edit readable at full speed? Does it feel like a pirate tape splice rather than a random glitch? That's the heart of this technique. You're turning a normal DNB phrase into a tension weapon using resampling, chopping, and controlled lo-fi disruption. Build a clean phrase first. Print it, slice it into ghost fragments. Keep the sub disciplined, use silence and abrupt re-entry for impact, and arrange it like a DJ-friendly switch-up. If it feels like a taped pirate rewind with modern Ableton precision, you've nailed it. Now go make that edit hit.